are reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I were one of those disciples hearing Jesus say these words, I certainly would have been just as perplexed. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. Presumably, he's talking about himself. What could he mean by calling himself the Son of Man? Books have been written about this title and what it means in Scripture, from the book of Daniel to the countless commentaries of our own day. Most scholars would say that it means something like Son of Humanity, or simply the Human One. In other words, Jesus, in referring to himself as the Son of Man, immerses himself right square in the human race. He is one of us, with all of our joys and tears, hopes and dreams, suffering along with us, and experiencing just what you and I experience. So this Son of Man, then, will be handed over to men. That's not just men, is it? That's all of humanity, men and women, as well as their children and grandchildren. So the Human One will be handed over to all of humanity. That's a pretty overwhelming thought, isn't it? And what about the words handed over? I'm fascinated by this expression. In Latin, the word is tradere, the same verb used in the Garden of Gethsemane when Judas handed over Jesus to the Roman soldiers. What intrigues me is that it's the same verb used in the traditional saying of Thomas Aquinas when he describes the essence of our Dominican vocation, contemplare et contemplata aliis tradere, tradere. To contemplate and to hand over to others what we have contemplated. As our brother Richard Woods explains, it is important to get Thomas right here. What we contemplate as Dominicans is truth, with a capital T, divine truth. And it is that truth which we have encountered in contemplation, that we hand on to others through our preaching and teaching and other ministry. End of quote. Following Jesus, therefore, comes around full circle, doesn't it? Just as he was handed over to his death out of love and fidelity to his Father and to us, so too we as Christians and as Dominicans are called to hand over to all of humanity the truth of our lives that we discover in contemplation. As followers of Christ, our life is not our own. We encounter and eventually integrate this profound truth in the silence of our hearts, as we take time each day to realize how deeply we are loved and how radically we are asked to share that love with others. We hand over the truth of love and forgiveness and mercy to a humanity that is broken and longing to be made whole. Along with the risen Christ, we too are handed over for the liberation of all of creation.